is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. All right, so we have got a jam-packed show of nothing but football.
It's back, baby.
That's exciting.
Awesome.
Glenn Academy, Brunswick High played their scrimmages Friday night. Frederica kicked off the season. We also had Camden and Ware County scrimmage down in at Chris Gilman Stadium. And, boy, you're going to want to tune in to listen to what happened down there. Huge, huge development.
Rather surprising.
Yeah, no joke. All right, so we also have Coach Hidalgo from Glenn Academy is going to join us at 11:35. Coach Larry Harrell from Brunswick is going to be in the next segment at 11:15. So you know what? Let's just jump right in, and we're going to go with the game that counts. Frederica, the Frederica Academy Knights opened up their season against Georgia Christian Friday night in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. And a very lethargic, ugly first half. At one point, I think the first quarter ended, and Frederica was only up like 5-0. They just couldn't get in a rhythm. And then in the second half, the floodgates opened.
Yeah, and even later than that, Jason, I was listening to it on the radio on the way back from the Glenn game, and it was 19-0 with like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And then I get home, and I, you know, check the internet for scores. 47-7 is the final. I'm like, whoa. Good grief, what happened over here?
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Get your calls in 912-466-9462. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, what happened is that first game, that first half, there was no rhythm. The lines didn't look very good for Frederica. Georgia Christian was outmanned.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that even going into halftime, I believe the score was like 13-0 total, 12-0, something like that. Frederica dominated the football game. As a matter of fact, Georgia Christian didn't even move the ball past the 50 in the first half. They only moved it past the 50 up until about the fourth quarter when the Frederica reserves came in three times against the Frederica varsity.
Well,
into Frederica territory.
That's, hey, if Coach Derrick can get that kind of performance from his defense, that was one thing that I was hearing that they were saying that Frederica defense really showed out Friday night. You know, you kind of expected the offense to shine this season and kind of carry the team, but if they can get the defense to line up and light teams up like that, Frederica is going to be maybe exactly where we were thinking they were going to be at the beginning of the season.
Well, they start off 1-0. Now next week they've got a long trip all the way up to north of Atlanta. That's the problem with their schedule that I think makes it so tough. Playing in the GISA, there are a lot of trips that are 3-4 hours plus that they have to make, and that's just the reality of playing in the GISA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know that schedule very well. When you have a game in Dublin or Macon that's a region game, that's not fun. I heard that they kind of used Jalen Simpson a little bit at quarterback and maybe kind of got some extra explosiveness back there at the quarterback spot, too. What do you think on seeing him back there?
Right. Well, Jalen came into the game when the game was out of hand at quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Gavin Williams is your guy at Frederica.
Right.
He's going to be your quarterback at Frederica. Jalen Simpson on the roster, he's your backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. So when they pulled the starters, Gavin got pulled, and Jalen Simpson took some snaps there in the fourth quarter as quarterback. And, yeah, I mean, he, of course, They're different athletes, right? Gavin Williams is more of the guy that was going to sit there and he's going to read the defense and he's going to make throws. Jalen Simpson is the athletic type quarterback that he wants to get to the edges and make plays. So that changes the offense a lot. In the fourth quarter, they ran the ball a lot more, as well as they were on a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And basically, Frederica's got 32 on their roster. They may have 34 by Monday. We'll have to wait and see, but I've got that on good account that they've got two more kids that are going to transfer in over from McIntosh County.
Oh, okay.
And so they might be at 34 by the week's end, and Georgia Christian, they just didn't have that depth, and that really showed once Frederica got in a rhythm in the second half. Georgia Christian defensively just got tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach Derrick mentioned they've got, an All-State linebacker, I believe, coming back from last year, and so that first string depth is probably there, but 25 kids, man. It is hard to not get worn down at any level, no matter what.
The thing that was scary about that game is that you think when you think Frederica Academy, the first thing, or at least it should be the first thing you think of, is Jayshon Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't any more focused on in the offense than anybody else.
Mm.
He was just they use a ton of different guys. He was just one more guy that touched the ball. And now, granted, when he touched the ball, he typically did a little bit more with the football than some of the other guys, but they used everybody on their roster in that football game, everybody,
mm-hmm.
all 32.
And you know what? That gives other coaches nightmares preparing for Frederica in future games as well, showing that you are willing to spread the ball around to other players other than just your main stud in the backfield. That opens up a lot of possibilities, and it makes the other team prepare for a lot more things too.
The big question marks for Frederica coming into the season were the offensive and defensive mm-hmm. line. Through week one, check.
Okay.
Looked really good.
Yeah.
Georgia Christian, of course, did make the trip. They're from Titletown. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Over in Valdosta, a couple hours west. So they came all the way over here to play the football game, the Georgia Christian Generals.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like I said, they played well. They hung in for the first half. And, you know, I was at the game, and I was also listening to it while I was at the game on radio because I'm that much of a geek. And I was listening to the broadcast team talk about that they felt like the game was over despite the fact it was like 12-0, 13-0 at the half. And I started thinking, like, yeah, Frederica puts one more score up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to score 20.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. That's the luxury of having athletes like they have at that level especially. You got Division I kids. At the GISA level, you can do a lot of big things.
Well, week one checks out for Frederica, 1-0.
For years, Shelvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shelvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shelvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing.
So stop in at 295A Redfern Village, next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
We had planned to have the Brunswick High head coach, Larry Harreld, on this segment to talk about Brunswick High's scrimmage from Thursday night. We are still efforting him. This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Brunswick Mower Supply. Get your calls in, 912-466-9462. You can also email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, so we've got some news that we need to pass along to our listeners. As of September 1st, the show will be moving. The Game will actually no longer be here on 1440 WGIG. We will be at a new time, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., and we will be on a new station. And you can check for details on our Facebook page, as well as the Southern Sports Edition. We'll have details in its upcoming issue as well. But we are still going to be on the air, just a new time and a new station, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock. And we do have the Brunswick High head coach on the air. The head coach of the Pirates, Larry Harreld, joins us. Coach, thanks for the time.
Hey, Drayton, and how y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Well, and I'm Jason. Coach, nice to have you on. So, Coach, Thursday night, you played your first scrimmage, and I have to admit, boy, you guys looked impressive running the football. You ran the ball down Liberty County's throat.
Yeah, we. I thought we came out, started kind of slow, and once we got into a groove and realized what Liberty was trying to do to us defensively up front, I thought we settled down and ran the ball quite well.
Coach, how much of that do you feel like is just your offensive line being dominant, and how much of that is having the addition of Brandon McMaster to go with the running backs that you already have in the stable?
I think it's a combination of both. Our offensive line has been together now over a year and a half. You know, they finished up the last five games of the season together. We knew that was going to be a plus. And the continuity that Ben McLeod and Shaq Robinson had with him was evident. But, you know, Brandon just joined us late within the last month, so he's still trying to work out. Zone blocking is a little bit different. You know, you pick up your guys, and then the running back has to find his own holes, and that's not what he's used to doing. They were a gap scheme over there in his last school in Camden. So it's a little bit different, but I thought once he settled down and they communicated on the sideline, he was able to do a great job.
Coach, your quarterback, Demarius Stevens, talk about what you felt, how good of a job he did Thursday night in the scrimmage.
I thought he was very poised. I told him, before the game, just to go out and do what he'd been doing in practice. I felt like in the spring game, he was kind of jittery. I thought he was kind of pressing and, trying to do too much. And I thought he made great decisions. I thought, he carried out his fakes very well, which led to the two touchdowns he scored off of play action. He distributed the ball quite well. I think we had maybe nine different people touching the ball, including our two tight ends, and all our receivers touched the ball. So, when we can distribute like that, that's going to make it harder to defend. Like I told him, he's nothing but the point guard right now on this team. His job is just to get the hands to the right people and to our playmakers.
Coach, does coming out and getting a win, even though it was a scrimmage game, coming out and getting a win kind of close the book on last year and just start everything fresh for the new season?
Well, I think you have to keep it in perspective. I mean, it was just a scrimmage. But at the same time, for us, we approached it, like a real game, just because of what we went through last year. I told people, a lot of things have changed with those kids. The only thing that didn't change was on the scoreboard. And I think it was huge for our confidence, our coaches as well, to, get the results we want on the scoreboard as well. So, the kids are feeling good about themselves. And now we have 2 weeks to get prepared for, one of the top teams in 6A when we talk about the Coffee County Trojans.
And, Coach, on that note, tell me if you feel differently about this than I do. With the season that you guys had last year and during what you endured, You've had the entire off season to do nothing but pretty much prepare for Coffee once the schedules came out. Do you feel like that Coffee game might end up being the most important game of your season based on what happened last year with your team?
No, again, we want to keep everything in perspective. I do think, when you look at Liberty County, they were a very formidable opponent. I told Kurt Warner, they're going to have a great team. We both felt like, both our teams are going to be pretty decent. We could stay healthy. I was glad Richard didn't get hurt dramatically. He was able to come back. But when you talk about Coffee, I think that's going to be a big test for us in terms of, their dominance, and they're used to being very competitive. And for us, it'll be a barometer to see, how far we've come during the offseason, during our summer workout. So, I won't say it'll be the entire season, but I will say it'll be pretty significant importance for our young team's confidence.
Yeah, that's another thing I was going to ask you is getting a win against in a scrimmage, but a win against a very good team like that, especially Richard LeCount.
Mm-hmm.
How scary was that? Like you said, you kind of briefly touched on it, but did you get to talk to him, or did you go out and see him before the paramedics got out there, or what was going on with him?
I was out there the whole time talking to Kurt, and I think, our trainer ran out there, and I was out there, and I was really concerned because he was, unconscious, and then he started coming through, and then he started complaining about his neck. So we just began to pray for him because, you never want to see a kid like that get hurt. He has such a great future. Mm-hmm. I'm very well versed with the Georgia staff, and I'm pretty sure that that was the worst thing anyone to hear. So I was glad that he was able to come back and be on the sidelines after. I talked to Coach Warner, told him we was praying for him, and he's gonna be fine. They have 2 weeks off, so he can get a chance to recover. He should be ready to go for Bradwell.
And of course, for those folks that don't know what happened, Richard LeCount, who is arguably the top recruit in the entire state of Georgia, suffered an injury very early on in the scrimmage, maybe the third or fourth play. And ended up being taken to the hospital, and then did come back, and
on the sidelines.
Yeah, and was on the sidelines and was deemed okay. So that was good news, Coach. The last question, then we'll let you go. You've got a quirk on your schedule to where your first off week is the first week of the season, and so with that being said, how many weeks have you spent preparing for Coffee County?
pretty much the whole off season, summer, and again this week, we're gonna know them inside and out. And actually, we had a chance to go against them this summer over there, and we went to a contact camp in Ware, so we got a chance to match up with them. And again, they're Coffee County, big, they're physical, they're huge, and they're gonna be dominant again because Pruitt does a great job over there, and we're gonna have our hands full. But like I say, I think, we're up for the task. Everybody was commenting on how much improved our kids look physically. They're filling out those uniforms. You can see their arms and legs. They've been working hard in the weight room. And now for once, these sophomores are juniors, and they can match up physically, we feel like with anybody in the state. So it's going to be a war. I encourage everybody to come out. And, we're just really excited for the Brunswick High community for what we hope will be an exciting season.
All right, let's go Pirates 2016. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Game, Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Larry Harrell comes on. And I think we got a caller. We got a caller, Drayton. No, what's going on?
Somebody you're familiar with?
I have no idea who's on the air, but I know we just did a Brunswick High segment, and I know my dad calls in here all the time, so that's going to be my guess. Am I right, caller?
You are correct.
Oh.
Good morning. I just wanted to add one more comment on the Brunswick High scrimmage. I was impressed with McMaster's yards after contact. Just about every time he carried the ball after the first defender would hit him or make contact, Brandon would still get 3, 4, 5 more yards on just about every time he carried the ball. It's going to be a huge factor, I think, if Brunswick High's facing 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. That yards after contact, I think, will be huge.
This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and Catch 228. This is the Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-466-9462.
That's one of the benefits of being built like a bowling ball. Guys will bounce off of you with he's a strong kid, but he's compact. And I mean, we saw it with Camden. I mean, he has defenders bouncing off him all the time and gets those tough yards like he's saying.
Well, Teddy, with you being at the game and you, of course, being the play-by-play voice for the Brunswick High Pirates and you watching the scrimmage, what did you take away? Oh, he hung up. Okay.
Oh. All right.
We'll ask him another time. I'll tell you what he said. You know, you mentioned Camden. I want to touch on that while we have a kind of a free segment. The Ware County Gators, who are in 6A, went to Chris Gilman Stadium to play Camden County, who is that ridiculous, technically 7A.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat Camden in the varsity part of the game, which those two schools took that game seriously.
Yeah.
That was not a let's go out and we're going to take free kicks, put the ball at the 30. No. Those teams strapped on the pads and went at each other for three quarters. And Ware County went down to Camden and beat Camden in Camden 21-14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's – did they even get 14?
Yeah,
it's okay.
21-14.
Okay. You know, you kind of expected Camden to fall off a little bit maybe, you know, because I think they've lost a lot of guys. But it may be one of those teams, if you're going to catch them early kind of things, because a lot of their talent base coming up is sophomores, you know. And you're going to take your lumps. You're going to learn, have some learning curves and things like that they have to work through. But Coach Coffey is a strong enough coach and has a strong enough staff you know, slightly depleted now with Coach Chastain going to Wayne County.
Right.
But, you know, he's going to replace him with good coaches, but they're going to teach those kids the way they want them to play Camden football. And by the end of the season, I think you could see Camden maybe make a push to improve and work towards next season. Almost. Now, aren't they going to make the playoff and end at another four-team region. So they're in no matter what.
No matter what.
So this is kind of a playing with house money kind of thing. Camden has to look at this season. We're getting in the playoffs no matter what. Let's just focus on getting better week to week and maybe surprise somebody in the playoffs.
Since 2000, that's really the year that Camden jumped on to this stage and became Camden, right? 2000, essentially when Jeff Heron took over the program. This is the first year that I can remember where I think this team is vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
This team is not nearly what they've had year in, year out. And even last year, they weren't as strong, but they were still really good.
Right.
They're not close to that this year. And you think about it, the kids that have come out of there, these playmakers, J.J. Green, Antonio Wimbush, Michael Williams, so on, even to Brandon McMaster. When Brandon McMaster transferred out of there, there's not one there.
Right.
Not one going into the season that we know about. To your point, will there probably be one that we familiarize ourselves by the end of the season? Sure. I'm saying Camden goes 6-4.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of similar to 2 years ago when they had a rough season like that. But that wasn't expected.
But
this year, I think you can kind of have expectations of that's about where they are right now.
Right. My point is Camden is still Camden, and that would be under Welton Coffey's tenure, the second time that's happened where Jeff Heron was there for 15 years and it never happened once. I feel like if Camden does that, Welton Coffey might not be around next year.
Oh, really?
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445. Or at watermarksprinting.com.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shell and Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our
our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
What I found comical was during the Larry Harrow interview, right there at the beginning, he forgot what my name was. That was pretty funny. Hopefully this guy won't forget what my name is. We have on the line with us the head coach of the Glen Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys.
All right, Coach. So you go into the scrimmage Friday night, and I think most folks expected Glen Academy's varsity just to demoralize MCA. It didn't go that way. Talk a little bit about what happened.
We played a lot of kids, and not to make any excuses or anything. It's just, we've got some things to work on. Knew that going in. I think our offensive line, we struggled a little bit early. They did a lot of bare fronts and a lot of eight-man fronts with a lot of moving and stuff. We've got three new guys up there. We kind of missed some blocks and some negative plays. We got some new pieces up front. I think if you saw in the second quarter, we kind of started moving the ball, running the ball. We got a little more accustomed to that stuff. But, all in all, it was, for us, we my philosophy on scrimmages are like a practice. That's what they are. So you go into a game with certain things you want to work on. So I go into a scrimmage with guys that I know have played, who played 15 games last year. I don't particularly play them a lot in scrimmages, and we don't ask them to do a whole lot. We've seen them play. We want to see guys who had never played on Friday nights. We want to see those guys play. So we played a ton of guys in the first half, and a lot of guys who had never played under the lights, who were JV players for us last year, let them get in and play game and play and just to see what we had and get them some game experience. So, I'm not in the business of worrying. You guys have known me for a couple of years. I don't sit around and spend all night long up at night worrying about our problems. I'm a coach. The issues that we have to coach, we go fix, and that's what we'll do. We'll go to work this week on beating Benedictine. Mm.
Coach, looked like you guys didn't really have an expanded playbook on offense for this scrimmage. You hit a few plays, but it looked like a lot of quarterback option or read option. But doesn't it also kind of limit a player with DJ's ability when the officials seem to be a little bit liberal with the he's down call?
Well, it's kind of like in Top Gun when the hard deck is 10,000 feet. I specifically told the officials before the game that if anybody gets near DJ, if anybody gets near Randon, to blow the whistle. It's a scrimmage game, and especially Thursday night, I showed up for the Brunswick game, and the LeCount kid is down on the field. It made me sick to my stomach when any kid. Right. Gets injured, but when you have a kid that caliber, you don't want to lose a kid in a scrimmage game. And so much of what we do offensively obviously runs through the quarterback. It is one of those things. It does handcuff you, but for us, we wanted to work on some gap schemes and zone schemes for the offensive line. We knew we were going to get a lot of eight-man front, a lot of bare front, and put them in a position that's hard to handle. I'm an old Star Trek fan, and there's a thing in Star Trek called the Kobayashi Maru, the unwinnable test. I always want to put my players, all the Star Trek captains had to go through the unwinnable test, the Kobayashi Maru. And I want to put my players in the unwinnable test to see how they fare in it. And I want the odds stacked against them in practices. I want the odds stacked against them in things like scrimmages so that when they show up on Friday night, I have a good idea of what to expect.
Coach, that puts me in the awkward position of trying to debate what I want to ask you next. What did your team do well on Friday night, or Captain Picard or Captain Kirk?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think we did a lot of things well. I think our backs ran really hard. I think we blocked well on the perimeter. I think we grew up on the offensive line where in the second quarter we really came off the ball. And push people around in the second quarter. I think defensively, You know, we ran to the football defensively. I mean, we were very basic on defense. When we wanted to stop them and play defense, we could have done it at any time. I mean, I say that. We really could have. I mean, but we wanted to work on some things, some more zone concepts that we don't play a lot of two-deep zone, a lot of zone exchanges that we want to try to incorporate. So some things that we're probably not as good at, we wanted to work on that. And what they were doing, throwing a lot of bubble screens and slip screens, it gives them opportunities to do that. And what we do usually against a team like that is we play a lot of tight man coverage, and all those things are off the page. So it's just, you know, I mean, people have to understand my perspective on this. It is for me, it's a game that I want to go in and work on. So as I went in and watched the tape, I saw a lot of kids that played really well. I think our three down linemen on defense, Devin Roberson and Tyler Cleghorn and Tate Griffin played really well. I think Marlon Taylor is a kid that people are going to watch play over the next few years. He had a great night. Isaiah McDonald did some really good things. I think our linebackers, obviously Hunter Hall, Xavier McClinton, and Preston Joseph played 15 games last year. So we didn't play them a whole bunch in the game. But when they were in, they did good things. I think some guys who did. David Murray is a kid who didn't play for us and played a ton and really played well and played fast. And he made some mistakes, but those were fast mistakes. Patrick Fulton is another kid who's starting for us at safety for the first time and did a lot of really good things. I think our corners played really well on the perimeter. And we've got three or four guys coming back. Vance Rowe is a kid who is going to help us in the secondary corner and safety and played it, man, really well in the secondary back there. I think you saw Jeremiah Anderson come back from a knee injury and really ran the ball well. Matt Rivers, ran the ball well when he had opportunity to get in there. He was physical and he blocked. I think Tyler Grant looked really good running the football. So there's a lot of good things that went on there in the game that's probably overshadowed. I'm sure people are disappointed in what they wanted to see, but from, you know, my perspective, and I don't mean this in the wrong way, what I want out of my team or what I'm trying to accomplish on Friday night in a scrimmage is maybe something different than what a fan wants. That's just my coaching perspective on it is what I'm trying to get done. There's some things I was disappointed in. I don't think we talked well enough on the offensive line. I think our communication on the offensive line was not very good, but that's one of the reasons those guys played two full quarters to get in there and give them a chance to start to gel. Mm-hmm.
Coach, last question real quick. Has Glenn Academy arrived to the point to where other programs, other schools look to them to kind of make their season if they beat Glenn Academy?
I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I'm people, and you guys, I say this all the time. I don't care about other teams. I don't care about other teams. The only thing I care about is my team. That's it. My players know that. We don't talk about other teams. We don't discuss other teams unless we're getting ready to play for them. I don't care what other coaches do to prepare for us. I don't care what other coaches do to prep their teams. I don't care what those things do not interest me. I don't spend 1 minute worrying about my opponents until it's time to play them. And my focus is 100% on beating them. That's it. And so, you know, look, we've had two great seasons, and probably the way people prepare for us is probably different than it was, in 2014. But the fact of the matter is that doesn't impact us at all the way we prepare for our team, our opponents. And that's really all I'm concerned about, the only thing I care about.
I think that's the best answer in the history of the show. Coach, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445. Or at watermarksprinting.com.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Since we're mostly aired in Glynn County, actually, I think that's about the range of the signal. Most folks already know this. Logan's closed down, and it's pretty much a long time coming.
Yeah.
Food wasn't that great. Service was true story. I'm not making this up. This actually happened. My family and I went there, and we had a server, and she comes up and introduces herself, and she says, "I'll be your server tonight. My name is Baby Love."
Oh, you know Baby Love?
Baby
Love.
Speaking of more ridiculousness, off we go to the University of Florida. And their receiver, Mr. Callaway, who had the best defense. If you're not familiar with the story, he has been alleged of a sexual assault, and he has been suspended from the team to this point, and his lawyers came out with the best defense in the history of defenses, period.
He was so stoned, here's his exact quote, "So stoned I had no interest in having sex with anyone."
Awesome.
How, I mean, in other words, I didn't do something illegal because I was doing something else that's illegal. I mean, golly. Of course, this is to the person adjudicating the case who is a Florida booster was, you know, hearing the case. So they found him not responsible for conduct causing physical injury, sexual assault, or sexual misconduct in the case. I'm kind of speechless at this defense. And he's still now reinstated as far as I know.
912-466-9462, the number to get your calls in, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Our guest joined us, by the way, I totally forgot to do this, on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Both Coach Harold and Coach Hidalgo called in on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Again, that number is 912-466-9462. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So we got some news to pass along in case you missed it earlier in the show. September 1, the Bishop Media Sports Network will be moving us. The Game will no longer be here on WGIG. Change in time, change in day, change in station. We can tell you this much. The show will air Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. We will not be here on WGIG. We'll be on a different radio station. And to find out what radio station that's going to be, you can check out our Facebook page, The Game's Facebook page, as well as there'll be more information in the upcoming issue of the Southern Sports Edition, which is also a Bishop Media Sports Network product.
Absolutely.
I love it. I am too stoned to have... See, like, I don't understand how you reinstate him after that. How do you reinstate him when he says, I didn't do this because I was doing something else illegal? Okay, cool. Come on back and play.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much an admission of violating their substance policy. So wouldn't that be at least dependent on their policy? But I think Georgia and Kentucky have the two most stringent drug policies as far as there's no first-time offense that starts right away. There's no warning, in other words. I think Florida may have a warning, but this isn't his first, you know, dealings with pot or marijuana. So typically it ends up being 10% of the season, 20%, something like that. Two games, four games usually is how they end up suspending kids. So does that come into effect for Coach McElwain now that he's quote-unquote cleared of sexual misconduct because he just had no interest whatsoever in doing anything with this girl because he was just stoned out of his mind, apparently.
This segment brought to you by Watermarks Printing. Hey, by the way, the Brunswick High and the Glen Academy coaches shows kick off tonight. Glen Academy, if you're a Glen fan, head out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's at 6 p.m. Coach Hidalgo will be there on site for the Glen Academy Red Terror Coach Show. If you're a Brunswick High fan, Wings and Things, Game Time Wings and Things off of 341 across the street from Captain Joe's and the Old Mateo's.
Mm-hmm.
That will be at 6:30. Larry Harrell, of course, there on site with Kip Branch. You'll be hosting the Glen Academy show, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
All right. So, Brunswick High, Glen Academy fans, Mellow Mushroom for Glen at 6:30. Game Time Wings and Things.
Six for Glen.
Six for Glen? Is the other way around?
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Last I told, anyway.
Well, you know more than I. Okay. 6 o'clock, Mellow Mushroom. 6:30, Game Time Wings and Things for Brunswick Glens at Mellow Mushroom. And for those Frederica folks, Wednesday nights at 7 at Catch 228 is the Brandon Derrick Show.
For years, Shelvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glen County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, I-95Toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Game plan in this short segment was to talk about the Atlanta Falcons preseason game. Unfortunately, during the break, we looked at each other and realized neither one of us watched it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a couple highlights. They had a nice kick return by one of the younger receivers, and Matt Ryan was like 4 for 7 or something like that. I mean, you know, it's typical preseason game.
A great article by TJ Hartnett on at thesouthernsportsedition.com about the guys on the cusp of making the roster, who will, who won't, and what they did to help themselves in that game, and then the folks that didn't help themselves. SouthernSportsEdition.com, really good read, TJ Hartnett. Okay, so since we can't talk Falcons, we've got time to fill, so what better way to fill it than with a brand-new baby? As you are, as Drayden, you know, I've got a brand-new son, Kaysen,
yep.
And I have been pleading with my wife. She has created a hold-me baby. Holds him nonstop, and I tell you, got to put him down. You got to when he. This is how bad it is. When he goes to sleep, he's conked out. He'll be dreaming, and he'll throw his arms in the air, wanting you to pick him up, dead in his sleep, not even awake.
He's becoming a Snapchat.
Becoming. We're past. I mean, he's brother. He's, Facebook and Snapchat famous.
He's getting his own fan club on Snapchat, man. Come on.
That kind of makes me want to give out my Snapchat, but I know better than that. That's not a good idea. But yeah, Snapchat and Facebook famous, but you know, he's awesome. We're glad to have him. He's something else. He's this is my first child, so I've heard this, of course, my entire life. I'm 35 years old. When you have that first one, you don't understand how much it will change your life and how you will feel about that child. I now understand all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and you, of course.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Yeah.
They're well past the baby stage right now. So, but, yeah, your life is going to be fully enriched, and you're going to enjoy it, and it's going to go by about 2 seconds, and he'll be graduating from high school.
One thing I will say is that not very long ago, you cut your hair, and you had great hair, and now it's beginning to grow back, and that greatness is beginning to flow out of your head again.
Yeah, it's more than just the hair, baby. It's all great.
Oh.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Ketch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome. Fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Ketch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Ketch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments,